Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton, and it is finally Christmas week.
You don't understand how pumped I am for Christmas.
I'm literally so excited. It's going to be so much fun. But this week, we thought we would have an extra fun Christmas episode. We asked you guys on social media. We asked you some questions related to Christmas, so we thought on this episode we could talk about it and talk about our answers to some fun questions and get to hear from your alls.
What were the questions again?
Okay, so we had, what's a hot take you have about Christmas? What do you love about Christmas where you live? What was your most memorable Christmas? If you could be one character in the Christmas story, who would it be and why? If you had unlimited money for one person, what would you get them? What's the best gift you've ever gotten, and what's your favorite tradition? So, do you want to start with hot takes?
Yes.
Let's see what people's hot takes were on Christmas.
My Christmas hot take would be that the Alvin and the Chipmunks Christmas song is one of the best Christmas songs.
My controversial hot take around Christmas is Die Hard is 100% a Christmas movie.
No.
My Christmas hot take is that the Mariah Carey All I Want for Christmas song is annoying. My other hot take is that the Polar Express movie is the best Christmas movie.
First of all, Polar Express is not the best Christmas
movie. No, I disagree with that.
I disagree with that very much. It's like creepy.
I feel like, okay, no, I like the Polar Express, but the characters just like look weird to
me. They look weird, and I kind of can't follow the plot line. Like, it's a fine movie, and I'll watch it, but yeah. Elf is better.
I feel like we watched it a lot, too, in elementary school, so now it's just like overplayed. But yeah, I like Elf better and I like Home Alone better.
Yes.
I just can't with Polar Express. All I Want for Christmas is You. I understand that.
It's overplayed.
No, I don't think it's overplayed. It is overplayed though. I like it. Like, I'm glad that it's one of the songs.
But it's branded as like the best Christmas song. And I don't agree with that.
Name one Christmas song that's better than that though.
I mean, Forrest Frank's song, The Present, Hello.
Okay.
I mean, I know it came out this year,
but that's underrated. But like,
well, it is underrated.
All I Want for Christmas is You is like appropriately rated as the number one song.
False.
Okay. And then the Alvin and the Chipmunks one.
I like that song.
I actually do like that song.
I do.
I know a lot of people find that annoying, but like, I mean, it's a pretty good song. It just feels very Christmassy. And then Die Hard.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either.
But I feel like the title just Die Hard. It's like, that's not a Christmas movie.
It doesn't sound Christmassy, but I heard that the plot of it is like set at Christmas time, so I could see it actually being a Christmas movie. It just depends on like how much of Christmas is actually goes along with the plot, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I've never actually seen that one. So we also asked, what do you love about Christmas where you live? So what do you love about Christmas where we live?
Christmas where we live, I just like the community because there's so many. All of my friends, like, I have had many Christmas parties with my friends and just, like, hung out and done fun Christmas activities and, like, gone to look at lights and, you know, walked around, just had a great time. Mm-hmm. But it's all with, like, my friends and my family. And, I mean, that's just what I love about it.
I agree. I kind of like the weather where we live. I know it's very, like,
unpredictable.
But also, I wouldn't want to live somewhere where it snows all the time because then it wouldn't be fun that, like, oh, if it snowed either on Christmas or if it snowed around Christmas, I feel like it wouldn't be as fun.
Yeah.
You know, but I also would not want to live where it's like 90 degree weather all the time at the beach. I feel like it's good. Feels very Christmassy this time of year, like the weather does.
So yes, it does.
I like that about where we live too.
Yeah. But let's hear from some of our followers what they said.
Yes.
So something I love about Christmas where we live is the family, because I grew up in Wyoming and there wasn't like a lot of family. Like, it was just my immediate family. And so we moved here a couple years ago. And now I'm just surrounded by cousins that I never really got to see much and just family, and it's a great time.
What do I love about Christmas where I live? I love all the lights that people put out. I love driving at night and just looking at all the lights.
Those were really good answers. Also, Gracie answered our other question, what is the most memorable Christmas you've ever had? And we have some more responses for that. But what do you think is the most memorable Christmas? Or do you have any fun Christmas memories from over the years?
Yeah, I don't have really a specific Christmas that I remember vividly, but there's one thing that stuck out to me about, like, some Christmas here and there. So whenever we used to go and have a Christmas with our dad's like immediate family,
mm-hmm.
so our Poppy and our Nana and like all of them, I remember like all of us kids, we would open our presents first and, you know, it'd be chaotic. And then when the adults were opening their presents,
mm-hmm.
Poppy would always invite me to come sit in his chair with him over there in the corner. And he would always be like, okay, princess, you want to open this present? And that's just something that I remember just like,
yeah.
I would always look forward to it. Like, yes, I loved getting all of my presents, but just going to sit with him in that chair and like open his present, even though I didn't care about what was inside of it. It was yeah. just unwrapping and, you know, he didn't care about the wrapping part.
That makes me think of too. They had like growing up, our Nana and Poppy had so many Christmas trees, like so many. I don't
know. We counted
remember.
Them we every counted year. Them,
and it was like 20 something. And
it was a
I
lot.
Mean, they had like a big house, but like that's it was a lot of trees.
One room.
One was like snowman themed.
Yes.
One was like the tree with all of our dad and uncle, all their mm-hmm. old ornaments that were like really
paper.
Creepy and really
yeah.
ugly. Like our dad has this one angel ornament that is literally the scariest
it's
thing.
It's freaky.
But it ends up on one of our trees every year. I don't know how. But anyway, so there was that tree. There was like the main tree in the living room. There was one that was like from all around the world because our grandfather would travel and bring back ornaments and different things. So that one was really cool. And he had like what he called the tree of knowledge. So underneath it, it would all be books and each person would get some kind of book or devotional
yes.
that we could use in the year. And I thought that was really cool. And I asked for certain books this year. That's not a nerdy statement. If you think that's nerdy, then you're probably gonna be working for me one day. But I'm kidding.
No,
but,
that's real though. I asked for books
too. Yeah, because I really love, that was something that meant a lot to me that he would always write a note in it that was like, oh, this is why I picked this specific book for you. And it was cool to like go through a devotional or a specific book that he picked out. But anyway, so yeah, that's another thing that I thought was pretty memorable. From those Christmases. But yeah. Let's hear what else you got.
I'm Gracie, and my favorite Christmas memory is probably when I went to my Mimo and Papa's house for Christmas. And I think it was the Christmas right before my Papa passed. But I remember we went and ate food, and then we went to the den to watch TV. And when it was present time, I remember opening this box that had this little stable in it with these little horses, and the facial expression of my papa was just priceless. He was so proud that he got me that, and I loved that gift personally, and it's just a memory that's engraved into my brain.
So Christmas I'll never forget is a couple years ago, and me and my family went to Mexico, and it was just really cool. Like, we got to swim with dolphins, and the beaches were just beautiful. And it was also really cool because we got to watch the World Cup surrounded, like, we were with people from Argentina. And so when Argentina won, like, it just was crazy and everybody went wild, and it was just a really cool experience.
My most memorable Christmas was in 2020 when it snowed on Christmas Day and we got to go to our Nana's house and sled down her hill.
My most memorable Christmas is when it snowed and I got to go sledding with my siblings.
Yes, snow on Christmas is literally the best. That's definitely one of my most memorable Christmases is when it snowed. But that's also really amazing that she got to take that trip to Mexico.
Yes.
I would love to take a trip on Christmas one year because I think that would be different.
Like,
and
what
fun.
A fun experience, like, just to change it up a bit.
Yeah, where would you want to go if we went on
a
trip for Christmas?
I feel like I would want to go somewhere exotic, like in Europe or yeah. something like that. Just to see what it's like, because I've never been out of the country, and I feel like that would yeah. be a fun time to do it. Just like,
it would
see how they experience Christmas, you
or
know?
If we went somewhere that, you know, would be like lit up and pretty
yes.
at Christmas, like in Paris or something.
Oh,
I feel like
gosh,
that would be so pretty.
That would be gorgeous.
That would be really cool. Okay, and then another question we asked is, if you had unlimited money for one person, what gift would you buy, or what gifts would you buy? So let's hear from some of our friends.
Jill and I are answering the question, if you had unlimited money for one person, what gift would you buy?
And we're buying for each other.
We're buying for each other. So.
You go first.
Okay. So my first gift is the entire Little Debbie's brand for your big back.
My first item I'm buying for you is a year-long subscription to BetterHelp. Online therapy.
Thank you. My next one is kind of kind.
Mm-hmm.
It's the planet Saturn because you love SZA.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. My next one is so much milk. She drinks so much milk.
I don't drink that much milk.
She does, and she's in denial.
It's enough milk.
It's Okay. Too much milk.
My next one is an attractive, manly, God-fearing man who doesn't manipulate you and happens to be older than you.
Thank you for the specifics.
You're welcome.
Oh, too close to home. Okay. I said her own drink for once in her life.
Oh, no. That's good. I drank yours at McDonald's
all night. The time.
Okay, and my last one is kind, and it's knee surgery for your broken knee.
Oh, is that your best, like, brain rot knee surgery?
No, that's true. No. Like,
actually have bad knees. Yeah. My last one is also nice.
Okay.
I said college tuition for the University of Cumberland so that she could stay with me forever and ever.
Oh, yay!
Yay!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
That was hilarious. I loved all of those answers.
Yeah.
Some of them were kind. Yeah, those were great. But also, like, the funny ones, they made me laugh.
The BetterHelp one was hilarious. If someone brought me the Little Debbie brand, oh my gosh. That would literally, Little Debbie's at Christmas time are the best.
They're so good.
And then what else did they say? College tuition. Mm-hmm. That would be helpful. But what would
the
you?
The man.
Yes.
A man. If money could buy that.
We both said the same thing. If money could buy a God-fearing man like that, then that would also be on my list. But if you had unlimited money, first let's do each other. So if you had one gift, though, for me, what would you buy me?
One gift. I would get you VIP Forrest Frank tickets because
you
want to see Forrest. Like, I love Forrest Frank, but you are obsessed and I know you want to go to his concert so bad.
Anyone that's
so
my
then
friend,
you can meet him.
Any of my, like, really close friends this year, as soon as I saw that he was coming to Nashville, I was like, oh my gosh, somebody get me tickets. That would be really cool. I would get you, I mean, there's a lot of things I could get you because I feel like you would love like a trip, but I think I would buy you Altered State.
Oh my gosh, I would love that. I could live in Altered State.
You wear Altered State clothes literally like every day and you're very cutesy.
My entire fit is from Altered State, guys.
And you kind of want to own like a boutique or something. That's like on your ideas of what you might want to do after high school. So like,
that'll be fun.
Or not after high school, after college, like way in the future. That's one of the things that you're like, oh, that could be cool. So I think I would buy you Altered State.
Yeah, that would be so great.
If we had one other person though, who would we buy for and what would we get them?
I would say I would buy it for my mom, and I would get her a month-long trip to Italy, all expenses paid, because she's wanted to go to Italy forever.
Yes.
And I just feel like she would love that.
Do we all get to go?
Probably just her and dad. I feel like
she'd probably like it without
us. I feel like she wouldn't like us to be there.
She would, but yeah, I think that would be fun to plan a little date trip for them.
Yes.
I think if I got something for mom, it's hard to pick one gift, because I would get, like, if I'm feeling really kind, like, maybe I'd buy her a new house or, like, a brand new car, like, a really expensive car. But I think I would buy her, like, unlimited Golden Goose for the rest of her life. She loves Golden Goose shoes or skincare. Like, all the things that I could literally just get something unlimited that she could use forever. That would definitely be my gift.
And a couple other of our questions were, like, what's the best gift you've ever gotten or your favorite tradition? So let's hear from some of our followers.
Hey guys, my favorite Christmas gift I think I've ever been given would probably be Christmas of 2021 when I was given my full trip paid to go on a mission trip to Guatemala by my mom because I didn't think I'd be able to go, and then she surprised me. Merry Christmas.
All right, Sayla, what is your favorite Christmas gift you've ever been given?
This dog, Bobo.
Bosky, all right. And Zeke, what is your favorite Christmas tradition?
Leaving Christmas Eve services in our pajamas, going to Waffle House.
I'm loving these responses. Those were great. We have one more question that people answered, and it was, if you could be one character in the nativity story, in the Christmas story in the Bible, who would you be and why? So let's check out what you had to say.
What is up, Don't You Worry podcast, coming live from the Battle of the Logs podcast, and Merry Christmas. We're answering the question, if you could be one person from the nativity scene, who would it be and why?
Cool. Mine would be the shepherds, because shepherds back then were at the bottom of the society totem pole, and they were the first to find out about Jesus' birth. I can't imagine how they felt and the joy that they felt that they were the first to know.
That's true. I'm going to go with a wise man. After hearing King Herod tell them, you know, hey, report this to me, because ultimately they knew his plan, because in a vision, God had given it to them what his plan was. But when they arrived on the scene after following the star, they fell down and worshiped. And I can only imagine what that must have felt like to see unto them a king being born. Merry Christmas.
We need to thank our friends from the Battle Belongs podcast.
Yes.
Loved it. Loved your responses too. Who would you be in the nativity story?
I don't know. Both of them had really good perspectives mm-hmm. on being the wise men or the shepherds. But I think I would have to say Elizabeth. Elizabeth is Mary's relative. And she also was pregnant around the same time as Mary. But she was of older age and Mary was a teenager. So Elizabeth was pretty wise and she was someone that Mary could go to in when she needed comfort or also like both of them were going through something really like different together because obviously Elizabeth, it was a miracle that she could have a baby and Mary, it was a miracle that she could have a baby too. So they were like experiencing the same thing, but also in totally different perspectives. I feel like Elizabeth was somebody that Mary could definitely go to. And I feel like today you need somebody like Elizabeth in your life. You need to have some Elizabeth that you can go to that you know they are deep in the word because Elizabeth knew the word and she was constantly like with God every day. So you need somebody that you can go to and rely on that you know they will pour the truth into your life because you can't trust everybody. And some people you go to may not give you the best advice, but I think I would want to be Elizabeth because I could know that people can come to me and feel like they can tell me whatever their problem is or if they need prayer or whatever it may have been in that situation. I think that would be a really cool character to be.
I would have wanted to be one of the shepherds mm-hmm. because of some different like people and pastors and like our dad. They've connected some parts of the story. And just to give you like a brief rundown of it, the shepherds, they, whenever they like got a blemishless lamb and they had a whole process that like they swaddled them up and they laid them in a manger and it was like all of the things because that was the perfect sacrifice mm-hmm. and then the angels telling the shepherds that like a baby has come in swaddling cloth and lying in a manger, like just all of the pieces that had to have connected right then and there
mm-hmm.
just knowing like this is the savior of the world just
right
because I feel like everything was connected for those shepherds in that moment. And that would have just been so amazing to mm-hmm. experience that knowledge and just having that almost advantage.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like that would have been so cool.
Yeah. That's a really cool perspective too. It would be honestly anyone in the Christmas story, like thinking that everyone had such different perspectives on the Savior coming to the world and they could all experience that in different ways is really amazing to think about.
And even though we weren't a part of the Christmas story, we are a part of what God is doing today. So live today and this entire Christmas season with purpose because He is writing your story.
Yes, we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. We hope you have a great week and we will see you back for the next episode.